A lost 4,000-year-old tomb has been rediscovered on the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry. The 180-year-old mystery was solved by folklorist Billy McGlynn, who spoke to us a short time ago.
There's a report from an antiquarian in 1839, and she describes this place as being Altorna Grene, or the altar of the sun. And she also made a sketch of it, so it was known from that point on that it was there. But there was another antiquarian who came and visited in 1852, and he said that the site had been broken up, that the tomb had been broken up and the stones had been carried away and used for building. So from that point on, it was presumed that it was lost. People were aware that there was something on the hill, but not exactly where. And we had this sketch, but the folklore archives as well, from the National Folklore Collection, they mentioned the site, Altorna Grene, and that it had been used in the past. So I was aware that it was there, but not exactly the precise location.
So armed with that evidence then, and these suspicions that there might be something to be found, you set about trying to search for the site.
Yes, that's right. I was it was very close to my house, and during lockdown I was walking the hill, and I had a suspicion of where it might be. So recently I'm doing a project. I work with a university, Sacred Heart University, who have a campus in Dingle. And we're doing a deep mapping project of the peninsula. So we're looking at the cultural landscape of the place. And one of the strands of that is that we're looking at megalithic tombs. So I've been going around to all the megalithic tombs on the peninsula and recording them and scanning them and making 3D models of them. So I made a 3D model of what I thought was the site of this last tomb. And when I uploaded it to the computer and I looked at this sort of 3D version, I noticed that one of the stones matched the illustration from 1839. So I was pretty confident I was on the right track, and I went back up and I surveyed the site a bit more. And then I presented my findings to the OPW, and they sent out an archaeologist, Cayman O'Brien, and he had a look at the site and he confirmed that this was the last site of Altorna Grene.
So when you surveyed the site then, Billy, what did you find?
Well, we found there's three large stones there. And two of them, in fact, now match fairly well, stones that are, you know, discernible from the old illustration. But also it was pointed out to me by another archaeologist, Tony Bartlett, who's based in Kerry. He noticed that the vegetation around the site of the tomb was different from all the surrounding area. And he said that looks like there was something under the ground there, that it was disturbed ground. So that was gave us a sense of it, and we could figure out the footprint of where the tomb was and what direction it was facing and things like that.
Now, there is, as I understand it, more work, more research to be done to try and establish, for example, if it was aligned with the sun in any way. So there'll be further survey work carried out.
That's right, yeah. You know, archaeologists have been looking at the orientation of all kinds of different tombs. A lot of wedge tombs in Ireland, that's what we think it is. We think it's a wedge tomb, which typically dates from around 2500 to 2000 BC. And we think that a lot of them seem to face somewhere between south and west, generally the southwest kind of area. So, but this one is facing a different direction. So I think to sort of make sense of it, we'll have to do a bit more surveying and a bit more studying to see what was going on at this site.